Insurance companies in Washington have announced their 2018 rates for individual health plans, and on average, prices are going up 36%. Some experts say it didn't have to be this high. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Of the roughly 300,000 Washingtonians who buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, the majority will have to pay more next year. The state insurance commissioner's office recommends people shop around. About 75 insurance plans will be available on the individual market. Agency spokesperson Steve Valandra says rates are 10% higher than they could have been because the Trump administration stopped giving subsidies to insurers.
You know, actions have consequences, and what the Trump administration has decided to do is showing up not only in our state, but across the country.
Aaron Katz teaches health policy at the University of Washington. He says a possible consequence of higher prices is that healthy people may decide not to enroll. But he says the individual insurance market was more of a mess before the Affordable Care Act.
36% increases were expected every year, and in some cases of 50 or 60% in some markets. So this isn't good. This kind of increase isn't good, but things were a lot worse before.
This year's enrollment period runs from November 1st to January 15th. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.